What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another
y'all
episode.
Know what's going on. It's your boy Bread, PTSD Podcast. What's up with y'all, man? You know how I'm rocking. I'm cutting him straight off today because I'm doing the host and the commentary and the introduction on this one. Yeah, y'all know how we rock, man. Well, I'm just give y'all a tune to rock with while y'all jazz in the car on your way to work, on the way to a booty call, whatever y'all going.
Can
then we coming back.
Can I introduce myself?
No, you cannot. All right, y'all. Y'all know what's going on. It's Bread. We back again. Back like we never left. Took a little intermission to get y'all rocking and get y'all in the vibe. But, you know, we back. Got my brother Lobe over here to my right.
First off, don't ever cut me the fuck off, all right? But y'all know who it is. It's your boy, yo. Lobe, man. He wanted to switch it up. He wanted to do the intro today. So,
yeah,
because
you know he be on
had
some...
to give the diva, you know, her,
yeah, see,
what
see,
she asked
was,
for.
Well, see what happens when you try to spice it up? You try to get some more flavor. Niggas always will put the bullshit at the end. I had to give it to the diva. Out of everybody being a diva, you the diva talking about, yo, don't ever cut me off like that. Don't just let me
Jamie,
go first all the time.
Let me get me in.
Let me do man, my boring, normal introduction. Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy Lope. And to my left, I have my brother from another Bread. That shit boring as hell all the time, brother. We gotta spice
left.
It up sometimes.
I got my brother from another.
Hey, man. At the same time, we gotta spice it up.
Hey,
I'm
man,
just trying
say,
to
man,
a
let's
spice.
Get into the topics, man. How about that,
motherfucker?
So, but anyway, you know how we gotta do it, man. How was your week?
Week was. Man, the week was some bullshit, man. I'm going to just cut straight to the bullshit.
Straight to the bullshit.
Brother had swollen tonsils. I don't wish that
shit
on nobody.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You was bitching.
Man,
you was
that
bitching.
Shit is real. Brother couldn't eat. Brother couldn't
But
drink.
You don't find it ironic that you decide to smoke on that mechanical cancer. And
why you always got to put that bullshit in? Why can't you just...
You ain't wanna,
come
you
on,
don't
want
to address that, though?
I'm
you don't
want
to address that?
Just,
oh, for those that don't know, we got good brother Tone here. So,
yeah,
you know.
We got a little good brother here on the side. You feel me? But at the same time, I'm just saying it's a little ironic when I stopped smoking Black and Miles. After I told y'all I'm going to stop smoking Black and Miles, it's crazy how
but you
after I stop smoking Blacks,
sound,
I get sick.
That,
you feel
that,
me?
I don't have a point, though. Like, I don't have a point. You, all of a sudden, you start smoking that, and now your throat swollen.
Yeah, that's a little weird. But at the same time,
but you still boy, smoke it.
You don't see it on the table? You
nah,
don't see
don't
it at
see
all.
It at the table. I don't see it on the table.
I threw that shit out the window last night. I ain't going to lie.
Nah, you threw it out the window.
Not real shit.
Just give it up.
I ain't got nothing to smoke but weed.
Is that a problem?
No, it's not. I'm just saying. I had it for the simple fact that I know I got a smoking sensation.
Okay.
So, after the realization, one day, I feel like I had an epiphany. I was smoking a blunt, like, you feel me? I was smoking a blunt outside at my normal blunt time, you feel me? Late night, I was chilling. And then, after a blunt, I sparked a black. After the realization, I just looked at the black and was like, why am I smoking you?
And we've been
like,
saying that to you for
nah,
years.
Nah. I've said that to myself all the time. Every time I said I wanted to smell smoking the black, I say that shit. But this time I meant it. You feel me? I just looked at the black and was like, why am I smoking you?
I hear
what
you.
Am I getting from it?
I
nothing.
Hear I hear you.
Like,
let me. I just need to wait until you go into a drought with the weed, and then we'll see how
what
how serious you are.
What drought?
When you have literally no, when you have no access to no weed or nothing, let me see if you stick to your blacks. When there's a corner store right at the corner of your crib, and you walk down the street, like, I need to smoke some.
I'm a child.
Then we gonna see. Then we gonna see.
Hookah, vaping.
Oh my God! Now it's a hookah. Damn,
vaping.
Bro, just give it up.
It's gonna be something, bro. Hey, listen, all listen, right. Brother. Listen.
Other than that, you know, other than
yeah,
you,
other than that, you feel me? Other than the little swollen tonsils that I don't wish on nobody. Yeah, I was cool.
It's cool.
Yeah. Other than that.
Yeah, I ain't,
but that shit was a bitch. I ain't gonna lie.
I ain't do much. You feel me? It was. I ain't have my kids. Like it was a little weird, cause I'm like just sitting here like.
Party in the USA.
Like, wonder what they doing. Like, wonder what they doing. Like, you feel me? So, but nah. And other than that, you know, the only thing that happened was, you know, the teen mom situation where I ended up on the show.
Oh yeah.
Fuck you. Fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was the occurrence. Somebody told me that on the PTSD
You're cool.
Page. He was like, yeah, he went straight on there. Fuck you. Fuck you. You're cool. You're cool. You're all right. Fuck you.
Nah,
fuck
but
you.
You know, we addressed that before. Like, I already told everybody that was gonna happen. I didn't know they was really gonna go through with it, but it is what it is, man. I ain't tripping about it. You, people try to make any things and not. Some people have, you know, they liked it. They told me that they liked it. And so it is what it is, man. I'm having fun with it. I'm having fun with it. Other than that, we're gonna get into the topics, man. We're gonna get into the topics. Oh, matter of fact. My kids on vacation and things. My young boy banged his eye, I guess. You know, got him a little ding-dinged up.
Yeah.
And it actually brought something to my attention when it comes to like parenting, like,
which is,
I'm gonna put this example. All right.
All right.
Most of the time, when it comes to men, if an accident or something happens on a man's watch, the man is judged. The man is the worst thing in the world.
Of course.
Let's just put it out there. If females, like, if a man does something, if your child gets hurt or something, you automatically think,
why wasn't you there? Yeah, why weren't you watching him? What was you doing? You ain't doing shit. Da, 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 da.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? As opposed to a woman, it's just like, now it happens. Kids do this. You know, kids going to bang themselves up, things like that. But why is it like that?
Because, you know why it's like that? Because as men, we tend to not approach shit the same way as women, because we tend to really don't give a fuck.
All right, but let me ask you this.
I don't want to say it in the fact of I don't give a fuck, like we really don't care. It's the point, like, it's not that serious for us to be.
All right, so say from my standpoint, in a sense, right? My son bangs his eye while he's on vacation. I get it. He got to go to the emergency room, whatever the case may be. Got to get stitches. All right.
Damn. You got stitches?
I think so. Whatever. So I don't know. I'm not sure. But this ain't the first time something has ever happened to my son when it comes to him messing up his face.
Yeah.
So, ladies, look at a man's standpoint, like, if it was the other way around, y'all know y'all wouldn't be cool with this. So,
hell,
like,
no.
You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely would not be 100%.
That's that, you know, and I didn't really react nicely when I found out. I just reacted more of a like, yo, I didn't
a concerned
ask,
parent. What the fuck is going on? What the fuck?
There
happened?
We go. There we go. That's kind of what I was at. I wasn't more like, I didn't on? Really what ask if it was okay or not, because she said in the message that he was cool. My first thought was like, what the hell are you doing?
Hell yeah.
You know, because this is the second time. So it's
what
like,
the fuck
you, know,
you
like,
doing?
Yeah.
Where the fuck was you at?
It was just one of those. Yeah, like,
fuck
you know,
was you doing? Did you have some peroxide in that band-aid?
As long as he cool, I mean, that's all it is moving forward. But let's hop into the topics, man. I just wanted to, you know, that was a little quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get your
let
cool
me ask
out.
You
get
about,
your cool out.
We got three guys in here. NBA player, NBA finals is going on. I had the Suns winning it all. It's getting very close. They actually, the Bucks is up.
It's going to a game seven. I've been saying that.
Game seven?
It's going to a game seven.
I like game seven.
I feel like
game seven.
I feel like the Suns are going to win this game that's coming up. And
who,
then
who
game
wins
seven.
It? Who wins it?
That's kind of hard.
I want to say the Suns
because at the same time, I know kind of the league wants CP3 to win, but at the same time, I feel like they're going to do some bullshit and have the Bucks win and he's not going to win. It's still going to be talking about like, damn, he got all the way to the finals and still ain't
lost
win a ring.
And lost. I feel you. All right. I mean, I don't know. Tone, who you got?
I mean, mm-hmm. True that.
They big three is making a noise, though.
Yeah, but I feel like it's
Drew, Chris Miller, what?
Scramble buckets, though. I feel like it's scramble,
but the core three is the ones who score.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's what you need.
Drew Holiday's coming up real big.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, you don't expect him to come up as big as he did.
No, he had to. He has to.
All
right. Well, speaking of basketball, Space Jam came out over the weekend.
Didn't see it.
You haven't seen it yet? Nah. Tony, you saw it? I seen it on HBO Max as soon as it came out.
I ain't seen it yet.
I was watching it.
You lucky motherfuckers.
HBO. Like, it's lit when you don't see the movies, but when you actually see me, like, damn.
I ain't got HBO Max.
The longer version, right? Yeah.
I can't get into Justice League.
It had me like looking at it like,
I can't
this ain't
get into
the normal version.
Movies, man. Like,
man,
I can't get
that.
Into
that.
Batman, Superman,
yeah,
Avengers, right,
so
Justice League. I can't get into none of that.
Spider-Man. My
opinion
of Space Jam was it's a pretty decent movie for a kids movie. You feel me? Like, people got to remember it is a kids movie. It's not. And a lot of time, I get it, people, we grew up watching the original, so you're going to critique it, but you got to also remember it is a kid's movie. Is as a kid, I'd be watching it. I ain't gonna lie to you, I'd be watching
it. But keep it a bean, do these kids actually know these characters for real? Because those characters
they may
are
not.
Not
but I bet
no
you everybody know. I bet everybody know LeBron James. But they got, the crazy thing is, they got like up to date characters in the movie. Like on the sidelines, you got people that you seen. Bro, they got it in there. You feel me? They got people, everybody in the movie. And it, to me, I think it's ironic that it. Yeah, it. He's in there. He's just watching. He's on the crowd.
But yeah, so.
The big giant dude.
Yeah, they sober drink.
But look, look, I'm saying, I don't find it ironic that Dame, AD, and Bron all played in that movie. Look, I think Dame might go to LA. He said he went out. I don't see why he don't go back.
Did he say he went out?
Yeah.
When?
They say.
Because on the interview, he said the rumors wasn't true. He never. He said he woke up to people talking about he wanted a trade.
The trade rumors are not real. When was that? When he said that?
It was like this week, maybe last week.
I just got a message like within the last day that said it came down to four teams.
What four teams? The Lakers, Knicks, the Warriors. I don't know if that's true. Because he said he was like
in the Heat. I think the Heat.
He was like, I don't know about none of this trade. I never asked for trade.
I don't know.
I woke up to the same shit y'all talking about.
I mean, I would like to see him go. I would like to see Melo with the Lakers. Just because I want to see Bron and Melo play together. I want to see Dame win. So, you know, that's my only thing about that. But, yeah, so that was a little talk about basketball, you know. Like, there's only two teams playing. We ain't going to talk about football too much. That's coming up, though.
Yeah, that's a conversation.
Eager for that. Tona had to be on that one. For
you know, I don't get too much into football. The football thing. You feel me? I'm a basketball player. I stick to that and that only. But, you know,
right.
Super Bowl, I watch Super Bowl because it's just like something lit. But I don't really care who wins.
All right, so let me ask you this. Because of society, what are you now cautious about doing?
Because of society, what am I now cautious of doing? I know for a fact now that I'm a parent, I understand why we got our ass whooped in public. I'm gonna keep it a bean. I know why we probably got our ass whooped in public sometimes, because we was probably drawing. And now, the way society is, I would not whip my son's ass in public.
Oh, okay.
So you like, if he realized deserve, of course he gonna get disciplined. But the way we got our ass whooped in public, I would not be able to do that. I would be getting child support, goddamn child services, and cops called on me and more shit.
True.
Phone getting pulled out. What are you doing? You should not be doing that to no baby.
It's just certain things like society made it weird to eat a hot dog.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I can't eat it in public. I gotta walk to the side real quick when nobody watching me, and I'll eat my hot dog real quick. You know what I mean? Things like wearing black Nikes.
Bro, I've never had an all black pair.
I had them. But now I'm like,
If I want to buy a pair, being a customizer, if I want to buy a black pair of ones,
About this one?
I don't care. I've never owned a pair.
Having an iPhone. You can't have an Android. Well, I mean, you can, but you looked at real crazy when that message popped up green.
Yeah, you are. Definitely. Yeah, you
look real crazy when that message popped up green. You
definitely are.
So,
this nigga got an Android, bro. What was it? What we in 2007? What kind of phone you got? Now I got the Note 4. Come on, bro. Just give it up. The phone big as shit for no reason. I mean, the graphics and the camera and all that shit cool, but bro, you got about four iPhones put together in your pocket. Just get one.
Anything else?
It's hard to trust somebody with an Android. Yeah, I don't know when they got the message. Oh, yo, you funny as shit. Everybody got that message. Soon as said, yo, I ain't never get that drink. I just got your message, bro. Yo, I sent that like 12 hours ago.
Then when you got group chat, it's separate. When you got group chat, it's separate. Like, it'd be throwing me off. Like, come on, bro. I don't want to talk to you separate. I'm trying to talk. I got everybody in the group chat for a reason. Yeah. It was another thing that because of society.
What else? I can't think of nothing else off the top of the head. Damn,
I really had something in my head. It was something, and a lot of people do it. I don't know. So we'll go on to the next one. You got anything before I go on to mine?
Go ahead.
All right. Do you feel like technology is making us stupid?
It's making us stupid.
Yes.
No. I don't feel like it's making it stupid, but in some ways, it's definitely making people lazier.
Okay.
Yes. Stupid? Lazy. No, because depending on technology, you got to be a smart person. You can't just be real live dumb messing with technology. Because there's certain shit.
Hold on. I'm going to stop you. I'm not saying they're dumb, But a child can't handle technology. We talking about infants, bro. But toddlers.
But what I'm saying is, at this point, kids are very advanced. So kids aren't dumb.
No, I ain't saying that.
So for them to understand the basis of electronics, they're smart to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So you technically, if you're a dumb person, like real live, downright dumb.
I'm not saying like, I'm just saying.
No, I don't even want to say dumb because I don't even want, you feel me? But I'm just saying, you have to have some type of intelligence to even know how to work electronics in some type of way.
But I'm saying like, is technology making us lack in a sense? Like lack some,
yes,
some brain cells?
Yes, like, it is. But at the same time, it comes down to the actual, how are you letting it affect you?
So for it instance, comes say, to say social you want skills. To know some information, you just type it in Google and it come up. But that's helpful. The wrong information.
It's helpful because you can simply get on the internet and find certain shit that back in the day you had to go to libraries for. You had to try to pick up from other people. And technically, some of the stuff other people might tell you might not be 100% accurate. But you won't know because some of the information you can't find. Or you have to go to the library for it. Now, it's more accessible. You know, let me just get on Google. Let me type in what I need to find. The information might not be correct, but it's 100 other sources that you can look for to even.
When you got that lazy person,
so that's where I said. That's where it comes to once again.
Yep, Wikipedia, my best friend, boy.
But that's what I'm saying. That's where it comes to again. It makes you lazy.
I'm just trying to hurry up and get done. Wikipedia, they sound right.
It makes you lazy. Wikipedia is the most not accurate site we can ever use.
You can update it.
Wikipedia is the most non accurate site we should ever use, and we all know that because all three of us went to college. We all three of us know that, but at the same time, we still use it. Don't give a damn. Sure. As long as we can finesse it and get past the teacher. All
right. So you're saying it's making us lazy?
It's making
stupid.
Us lazier.
Okay.
I don't want to say it's making us stupid because
I like that.
It's a lot of resources we can get from the internet, but it's how you use it. It's how you allow it to dictate you and your time. Like, right. Are you just on the internet all day like, let me just scroll the net? So, or is you actually using it for some useful shit?
True. If I don't know how to do something, I YouTube it. I ain't gonna lie. I do YouTube to teach
you. Go straight
things.
To YouTube. That's right. Useful. That's the internet. And you learn it.
So let me ask this. I feel like this is a good one. This is a good topic right here. Is mental or fit? Like, I mean, is physical cheating or emotional cheating? Which one's worse?
They both.
No, which one's worse? Which one would you rather have?
I wouldn't rather. Have I'd
rather
neither one.
Neither one. But if you had to choose, which one?
I don't play with that cheating shit, so I don't want neither one. But emotionally,
which one's worse? I think emotional is worse.
I want to say emotional,
bro. Think about emotional cheating. Like,
emotional cheating, I want to say it's worse.
Yeah, but emotional cheating has you so fucked up because you'll never know. You feel me? Like, it's them having like, bro, I ain't gonna lie. I'd rather you go sleep with another motherfucker than have some emotional cheating going.
Hell no.
I'd rather you not cheat on me,
no.
Period. But
hell
I'm saying,
no.
Bro,
I'm
physical,
not about to say, yeah, I'd rather you go get some gum, go get something from somebody else, but you still emotionally tied
to
me.
I'm just saying.
Hell
this
no,
emotional,
how you emotionally
bro,
tied
if
to
you
me?
Got a whole relationship behind, like, you feel me? Emotional cheating is basically having, like, another relationship. You just not physically doing shit with the dude. Like, all this shit to
okay.
me. So it's like, you having that. And then sleeping, I don't know, bro. I'd probably get over you sleeping with another dude than emotional cheating. I probably keep constantly think about that emotional cheating shit.
Hell, bro.
Women.
Oh yeah, damn sure right. When it comes to cheating for females, the only reason
cheating?
They cheat, I ain't gonna say the only reason they cheat because they got multiple reasons. But when they cheat, is different. They're actually tied and have a bond with the person they're
emotional
going to cheat
shit. Emotional yeah. cheating. Yeah. That's what I mean.
But it starts off as that.
It always start off that. But if it get physical.
For men, it just be physical. Like, man, I'm just trying to get this nut off.
Here we go. And this the main thing. You sleep with a nigga, that's one thing. You suck his dick. That's all. You done lost me.
You fuck it. You fucking that nigga is one thing. You suck his dick. Oh, my God. You done lost
like, even,
me.
Nah,
you done
nah,
lost
just
me
saying,
the moment.
We, let's be grown. Yeah,
no, bro, we being grown. You lost me the moment you let another dude fuck you.
Bro, I can't really talk in a sense because I'm like, if I cheated, right, and then my girl was going to cheat, I mean, technically,
Y'all even.
If I decide to stay. Yeah, we even. But I'm like, all right.
Fuck him.
Cool. All right. But y'all did you even. Suck his dick? Oh, man. It probably like my heart would drop if I heard that.
Shit.
Like,
my heart dropping a moment.
Yeah, you tell me you see my
heart
nigga,
dropping
like,
the moment you say you fucking another nigga.
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
What?
I
mean, shit, no, it's over. So, like, it's a wrap. There's no coming back. We're not fixing nothing.
What if you and your girl on a break and she tells you she fucking another nigga?
Bro, I don't. What the fuck is a break? Like, explain that shit to me, bro.
I don't know what a break is. I'm just asking.
So, how you want to ask me a question? You don't even know what the hell it is.
That's a real thing. Oh, we were on a break.
Bro, I ain't know we're on a break. Like, if we, like, what does that mean? Like, all right, us being not together and you saying we on a break, does that mean, like, all right, we were single, but at the same time, we're together, but we're just no title? Like, we're just doing us. We're focusing on ourselves. But at the end of the day, we know we want to be together. That's that type of, that's what break means? So,
y'all basically single.
We don't need to be around. I don't even say that we single. We just don't need to be around each other.
So, since we're talking about men and women.
So, all right, boo. I was about to say, yeah. All right, boo.
Can,
so,
go ahead.
All right. So,
since we're on that,
why do you feel like men lie? And why do you feel like women wear makeup?
What
the? Hey, dudes, but. No, what I'm saying. You know how they be like, men lie.
Yeah.
And women, we already know. A lot of women wear makeup. It's for a cover-up. So I'm asking.
Saying they lie.
Why do you think men lie? And why do you think women wear a lot of fucking makeup? I'm not saying this is coming from me. I'm just saying this is something I've seen.
Men? Yeah, I don't know either, but. Men lie. I think men lie.
When it comes to love and relationships and all that, why do you think men lie?
Scared.
Scared?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, why do you think women wear makeup? What are they trying to cover up?
Nothing. Sometimes they just want to enhance, or maybe they just want to change. I don't know.
Ain't nothing wrong with a sweetheart. I mean, enhance your beauty, enhance them.
I ain't gonna lie, girls make.
I definitely
they
do.
Look totally
now.
Like,
don't be caked
when
up, y'all.
When it's too much, and you look like a different person and shit, yeah. Or when I can tell that you got makeup,
or like the I don't even know if it's contour or foundation or whatever the proper term is. Well, when that shit like not properly blended, or it's like y'all face be looking
lie,
like extra golden or extra white, like the skin tone don't match. So you be like, damn.
Sometimes
like,
sometimes like when ladies put makeup on, I be sitting there like, are we looking at the same person, bro?
I'm
like, wait, bro. Everybody, I see the comments sometimes.
I don't understand. Like, where do y'all come up with the colors? Like, is it based on the outfit? Like, are
whatever,
you trying to like?
Go.
Cause sometimes this shit, the colors don't go. Sometimes it messes. Sometimes like they have, it might be like an orangish tone to it or a goldish tone to it.
Can that shit is throwing up your whole skin tone. Can we talk about the feathers y'all put on your eyes now? Can we talk about that? Y'all ain't putting eyelashes on no more.
Feathers?
These turning into feathers. Bro. For real, they getting too long, ladies.
They getting too long.
Thick. I like y'all when y'all get it right. Even I love women when they just get it right.
I can't tell if your eyes open, that shit too much.
Bro, when a girl do it just right, when it look natural or look good, like even if it's a little longer, but it still look good, I'm like, all right.
But I ain't going to lie. All right, the reason I asked that is because I seen it. Some little shit, it was like a little post. It said, women fall in love by what they hear, and men fall in love by what they see. That's why women wear makeup and men lie. Women fall in love with what they hear,
yeah.
And men fall in love with what we see. That's why women wear makeup, and men lie.
I like that, but I don't think men fall in love.
But
it's not nothing
to be taken. It's just, you know.
Nah, I like that though. That is a nice little drum. But I think men, it's more of it's not just a look thing. I feel like sometimes men really, you know, like with the girl coming, like how she is with him.
What we see. Well, we can foresee. Sometimes we can foresee the beauty. Like, damn, she bad as shit. I can foresee.
Nah, it's not even about looks.
But I'm saying, like, we can foresee past the, we can. But I'm that's what I'm saying. We can foresee past our looks. Like, damn, she's like, she beautiful as shit. But past the beauty, it's like, damn, she got a nice job. She got a good head on her shoulders. She know what she want in life. She know what she trying to do. All right, I can kind of like, she know where she going. Like, she ain't on no bum shit. Oh, all right, I can kind of see something with this. Like, that's what I'm saying. True. See, looking past the beauty. You understand? She cute.
That's what I'm saying.
But that ain't the only thing we see. Like, but that's the first thing we see off top. Normally, it's like, damn, she pretty as shit. And then when you get down to it and you might talk to the dream, you're like, damn, past the beauty, oh, she got this, this, and this. She on this tight time. Like, all right, she matching, da, da, da. All right, cool. Like, yo, put your number on my phone. Like, let me put my number in your phone because you want the shit that I'm on. You feel me? But how do you feel like you can determine a person's loyalty? Like, when it comes to a woman. How do you really feel like what determines a woman's loyalty?
Just hold
and a man. And then on the opposite end, a man's
and
loyalty.
And a man, his loyalty is just like how he rock with you though. Like regard, like I don't know. It can go any way. It can go both ways for real, for like you can just be down for a person.
Cause I feel like a woman's loyalty is really tested when a nigga ain't got nothing. And I ain't saying nothing. Like he has absolutely nothing.
I get what
you're
saying.
When a nigga down, he don't like. He might be stressed. He might be depressed. He might be going through the motions, trying to figure out what he want out of life, and da da da. When she is stick by him, stay down, stay hurt, and stay the same person she was before all that shit happened to him. That's loyalty. Like,
yeah.
If you do that, you do that. If I'm in that instance and you do that for me, or you got my loyalty for life, type shit. Cause it's like, damn, you ain't even have to do that. It's people that would have dipped the moment I hit rock bottom, cause they don't want to see that. They don't know what to do.
It definitely happens.
But that's just when it's tested, though. That's what I'm saying. That's when
it's tested. But how I feel like how you get like you kind of can feel or you got kind of a sense. It's just like kind of how like she carried herself almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I feel like that deals with more of the person character.
Yeah. So it's definitely going to base off the person.
Yeah. Character. Yeah.
I don't know if the fans can hear it, but.
At the end of the day, that individual
is
still going to be that
individual. Right, Tone. Tone, I don't know if y'all can hear it, but Tone over here talking this shit. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying?
That person, so,
yeah,
I mean, it's just picking that person's brain.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Them, like, look, this is like what I'm expecting. This is what I'm not expecting. Look, they ease off of this. And,
yeah, true that. So, when do you feel like a man's loyalty is tested? Do you feel like when a man has everything he want out of life, that's when his loyalty is really tested?
Nah, it should test at all. It should test at all times. I feel like it go both ways. I mean, I feel like a person's loyalty, it's like levels to it. You feel me? It's like levels to loyalty in a sense. You feel me?
But I'm saying when he has everything in life. When I mean everything, like he has everything he wants. He has his dream job or his dream career. He got his dream career.
I mean,
he got his dream
car.
He got all the money he wanted in his life.
Hell yeah.
Do you feel like that's when his loyalty is really tested? Like, bro, you ain't got everything you want, you got. This is when you actually show your loyalty.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, especially because you were at that point in your lifetime. Like,
But you would still have to prove it. Even when you got it, you would have to prove it.
But I'm saying,
but
is that
I
when
feel
it,
like,
that's
no,
that when
I feel
that,
like
that
maybe,
peak loyalty you have is like a test. Like
it could
you got
be,
everything you want now. What are you? Is you going to stay the same, or are you going to change because you got everything you want now and change on the people that always been there? Yeah, but we're not talking about them. We're not talking about the people that's going to change in the process of you trying to get to where you're trying to get to. We're talking about when you get to where you wanted to always be. You got everything you want. You got your dream car, your dream job, your dream house. You got the money.
I feel like that is a time.
Are you going to change?
But it's not. I don't feel like it may be when you have it all. I think it may not when you have nothing is when your loyalty might be tested the most. Because it's like if you got nothing, like having it all and being like faithful and shit, yeah, I think it's like it helped. But if you fucked up while you ain't have shit, you feel me? They going to go into it like when you get money, nigga, you going to fuck up.
Never know.
That's how you would kind of look at it. Like, if you ain't got shit and you fucking up, now when you get shit, you know damn well you're going to fuck up if you get shit. In a sense, unless you really, like, on some shit, like you saying.
Not
I mean,
necessarily
it be,
true.
It can be tested. But that would, I feel like that point makes it why it would probably be, like, showing the most loyalty. When you have it all. If you fucked up in the past, you ain't have shit. Motherfuckers gonna go into it like, yo, this nigga, now this nigga got all this shit. What, this nigga gonna do some, you feel me? He gonna have everybody. You gonna have people throwing it at you, this, that, and that.
But if you
hold it down, like if you ain't fuck up again and you ain't hold it down, that's what, yeah, it will be showing your loyalty.
I guess. It could work like that. It could work like that. Yeah.
I already fucked up. It's like, say, if you fucked up, you got caught doing shit while you ain't had shit. Then you come up, be the man that you feel me?
Yeah.
And now you really holding it down. You ain't doing shit. You really not doing shit. Yeah. It will make it the probably the most important. That's my dog, Ace. He just saying what's up.
He just said what's up. So, I seen this post. And this girl said, she was like, I wish people feared their sons being pedophiles, rapists, or being abusive as much as they fear them being gay. So, for
me. I mean, I wish that too. I
don't even feel like it's a fear. Is it, you feel like you fear your son's being gay? Like,
you don't want
you
to.
You down, like, scared? Like,
nah, I ain't scared. You feel me? But you.
Yeah, you don't. Like, of course you don't. Of course you don't.
You know.
You don't want that. It's like, yeah. Damn, where'd it come from? Especially, like.
But if it do.
If it happens, it happens.
It happens. Like.
Now, at this point. Yeah, like,
yeah,
at this
it's
point,
like,
it's
it
like,
is,
yeah, you just gotta, part, you gotta stay
yeah.
down. Just that's our son, like,
yeah.
or that's your son, or that's your whatever your daughter, whatever.
I'm not gonna disown him,
but hell yeah, hell nah, that's not gonna happen.
I know some people out here that really.
I'm gonna
know,
just have to adjust.
Yeah, like,
but as far as fearing that her sons was pedophiles, rapists, and abusive, shit, I don't fear that either. Cause if my young boy was ever that, I would beat the shit out of his little ass.
Yeah, that don't even cross my mind. I'm not that type of person.
So I'm not cool with pedophiles, rapists, and all that shit.
I ain't gonna lie.
So
like,
if I knew my son was on that type of shit, I would beat his little ass. I would beat his ass.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like this is not what I didn't breed this.
You,
yeah, what the type of time is you? We
that's
don't,
why it, yeah, it's never
you
been
doing
a,
what?
Never really crossed my
bro,
mind.
Bro, I'm beating your ass. I'm not turning you into the cop. I'm going to beat your ass. I'm going to beat your ass
like you're not my son.
I'd
beat him like
you're not. I'm going to beat you like you're not my son. Like, what type of time is you on? You're not doing this, bro. All right, I got one more.
All right.
Fumbling the bag. What does fumbling the bag mean? Does it have to do with money? Or something else. Just tell me what's fumbling the bag.
When I look at it, I think if I say, oh, he fumbled a bag, I really think like money wise. Or he fucked up an opportunity in a sense. That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
If he fumbled the bag, he just messed up an opportunity.
But can it also deal with a person? Because I feel like you can deal with a person. Because I feel like.
And when I think about that, an opportunity could be a person.
Yeah, because it's like. Because we talked about this. And
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's like after a while. After I was saying what I was saying, you kind of got it. So it was like, before you was like, nah, I don't feel like it can deal with a person. This isn't the third because I feel like.
But I ain't look at it as a
sense. I'm going to get to that. You was like, I don't feel like I'm looking at, if I look at a person as an opportunity, that's like me trying to get something from them. This isn't the third. But I was like, if you think about it, you never know who you meet. You never knew who you're going to come in contact with as far as networking and everything like that. Like,
yeah,
you
no,
might
I was
come
saying
in contact
it was
with
always,
a person.
I look at it like it had to do with something about money in a sense because like if you. When you was explaining, like, if you put me in a position, I mean, it's still money-wise. Like, you feel me? It's still money. That's
but you were saying, you was like, that's not something I look for. Like, if I'm cool, I'm not looking at you as no money.
So, like, if somebody said I fumbled a bag when it concerned, like, when you was explaining, like, if y'all.
Yeah, you fumbled
like,
the bag.
If a person walked out of my life.
For instance, Tone right here. You start treating Tone bad. You start mistreating. You start disrespecting him. Just in the third. He's like, man, you know what, bro? Fuck it. We ain't cool no more. And y'all not cool no more or whatever. But you like, man, fuck it, I don't care. Like, but I can, in a sense, depending on you not knowing what Tone know and what type of resources Tone got, that could have been a fumble of the bag. Because at the same time, that's a friend that y'all had a bond. Y'all was cool. Y'all was
but
relatable.
But that's why I can't look at it in your sense.
And then you not knowing, you in the boxing. Tone might know somebody that promote boxing. And you never know because you try to mistreat any bad just in the third. He might have put his promoter on or the person you know inside boxing on to you. Yo, my friend, my man, he cool as shit. He a thorough man. He in the boxing just in the third. And then.
Yeah, I see what he's saying.
And he like, and by you mistreating him and disrespecting, he like, man, I'm not even introducing this nigga. He don't da da da. And you not knowing later down the line, he like, damn, Tone know the biggest boxing promoter in the world now. And I ain't never know because I da da da. But you're still
not
looking at it.
But I. It's
but
not
you
like,
still.
Not,
but you
not
still.
Like,
but you still not looking at it as that. But you just like, damn, I lost out on a good ass friend because he was cool. He ain't never mistreated me just in the third, just because I might have been going through something that he had nothing to do with. He might have not even made this shit what it was. But I was might have been going through something. I disrespected him. One, I lost out on a good friend. And he could have looked out just for being a genuine friend and a genuine nigga, but I would have never knew that. That could have been a fumble to back to me.
Yeah, you just, I know, you lost me.
How I lose you?
Because he was just ranting.
How I lost you?
Because you cut me off and I was trying to say something. And I just,
man, I'm just saying, bro. It can, I feel like what you're like, saying.
I know what you're saying. Like, I get it. You feel me? Like, yeah. I look at, like, but it's like at the time, if I lost him as a friend, I would be like, fumble the bag wouldn't cross my mind just because it'd be like I wasn't looking at Tone in that way.
Yeah,
in
yeah, you wouldn't
that's
say
the only reason why I was saying that because yeah. I was like, I don't.
You probably me? Wouldn't put it in those like terms, but I'm just saying that could be a way somebody sees it. Like, damn, you fumbled a bag, you fumbled the opportunity, you fumbled guess, a good ass friendship.
Like,
yeah, of course. I'm not.
But
saying
you don't
it's
really
not.
Consider that like when you lose a friend, you ain't looking at him like I fumbled a bag.
Of course,
that's
not.
All I was saying. That's how I was looking at it. I ain't never.
Boom.
I don't never think I was gonna use that term.
But you probably wouldn't use that term. But if somebody did use it and then put it in your head of how you fumbled the bag, you'd be like, "Damn, I kind of did."
Yeah, I get it.
Just on the, yeah,
I get it.
Of
yeah,
the action
yeah,
and everything
it.
Behind it.
I get it. I understand, but you feel me? I was just looking at.
But yeah, man. If y'all don't be out here fumbling the bag, man. And I ain't saying look at y'all friends or look at y'all significant other as a money or a cash cow or anything like that. I'm talking about. Notice what you got before you lose it. Don't take nothing you have for granted because the moment you wake up, that shit can be gone. And I don't want to hear no boohoo and crying because at the end of the day, how you mistreat a person, how bad you disrespect them, ain't no busting U-turns. Mm-hmm. Ain't no coming back. Ain't no 2 + 2 = 4 because at this point, 2 + 2 = 5 and I am not in it. Leave me alone. You feel what I'm saying? I'm just trying to give y'all some game. Huh? I would be in it. I'm not 5. I'm just saying at this point it don't equal up. You feel me? That's what I mean. 2 + 4 = 4, but I am not in it, so I don't know what your math is equaling up to because I'm not around.
You said 2 + 2 = 5.
No shit, man. You messing me up, bro. Like, come on, yeah, y'all know
you
what I'm talking about.
2 + 2 = 4.
Like logically, it does.
All right,
but at the same time, 2 + 2 = 5 because the shit ain't adding up because ain't no busting U-turns over here. You feel me? That's what I'm saying. Like, just be aware of how y'all treat people. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. No U-turns.
All right. So before we go, I want to talk about one topic.
Everybody do not deserve a U-turn.
At least once.
Nah. Nah. All
right.
I mean, depending on the situation.
That's his way.
Depending on the situation, depending on how bad the whatever it was, hell no, you might not deserve no U-turn. It might just be, all right, fuck it is what it is. I'll holler at you when I see you, player. Or shawty.
Yo, do you got a... Oh. Let me ask you this question. All right. I was going to ask you something else. All
right. Go ahead.
It was going to be about the court system, but I don't really want to talk about that right now. Let me ask you this question. Well, finish the sentence, and I'm going to ask you too, Tony. You can answer it too. Life is...
A bitch.
All right. No, seriously. That's your first. That's
oh no.
That's
that was just right. the first thing that came to
me. I ain't gonna lie.
Am I trying to finish the sentence for you? Like, am I gonna think of shit that you would say, or am I just saying shit whatever come to mind?
No. Yeah. What's all right?
Whatever come to mind.
Life is like. What? No. Think about it. Like, what would be your answer? Somebody asked you. Life is what? What would you say?
One word.
Just what would you say? Life is what?
Life is good.
Life is good.
Why? Because I'm breathing. Why? Cause I'm still awake.
That's
why?
So generic.
But that's a reason to say good. Like, of course,
you're
looking
at it like that, but I'm saying it could be anything. You could be like, life is, you feel me? I'm looking at it like, or people got to saying life is a game.
Life is a gamble.
No, not gamble, but life is a game.
No, I'm saying
life
is a gamble.
Oh, you're saying life is a gamble? Okay. Yeah. I like the.
Gambling
I like,
every day.
It's this one I like. Life is like, is like dancing. Because of the rhythm, you feel me? You can make a wrong step, but you can just get right back on track. Having fun. Life is like
a box of chocolate.
I tried to think of what that meant. What does that mean, though? You got your sweet ones. You never know what you're gonna get. You got your sweet ones. You got your
you got the dark chocolate.
You got to join that surprise.
Oh, strawberry chocolate. Oh, it shit. Surprise you. Then you might get the chocolate truffle.
Okay.
And then you might get the dark chocolate. Man, I spit that motherfucker out. Bro, I get dark chocolate, bro. But yo, I spit like, that all right, out.
So, all right, well, life is, do you feel like the way you look at that, if you ask yourself, what is life? If you ask yourself, like, life is what, right? And you ask yourself, do you feel like that would have a impact on the way you move, like moving life?
Yeah. I mean, your response kind of going like dictate your mood in a sense. Like,
if I was
dead serious, like, man, life's a bitch. Like,
yeah,
that's going to tell you, like, man, I'm probably going through some shit, or I'm just like, man, everything negative.
But why do you feel like we would think something like that though?
Because the mood you might be going through, you might feel like life's a bitch for you right now. You might feel like shit ain't right. Like, a person that really feel good right now, that got everything going, they're going to be like, man, life's good. Life's great. Why? They're going to be in an uppity mood. Why? Yeah. Because they feel like right now their life is good. They don't really have too much to worry about. Sometimes a person, even if they're going through something, is still going to say life's good because they're trying to be positive. They want to look in a positive light. But deep down inside, they going through it.
Like, so, like, it's this thing that I saw and I liked. It was like, life is like a competition. Because, like, a competition is fun. But it keeps, like, it's like driving. It's trying to push you to do something. You know, like, win. You know, it's about winning. Yeah, you're going to get a loser. You feel me? But you can be a winner. It depends on the, you know, what you put into it. So I was like, I like that. You feel me? Like, how the way you're looking at life. Like, I was reading a book. It's a new book that I was reading. New book alert. The Way of Superior Man and things like that. And I'm reading How to Awaken a Giant by Tony Robbins. Lit.
But like, life is a marathon.
Life is a marathon? Yeah. Okay.
It's an ongoing event.
I like that.
You can either be the jackrabbit, the hare, and crash and burn out, or you can be the turtle.
He technically didn't even crash and burn out, did he? But I mean, he could get cocky.
Nah. No. What I'm saying, I want to say crash and burn out because he took off too fast and he got cocky and he chilled. Yeah. He felt as though everything was good. He crashed and kind of like burned himself out. And then when he got when he noticed that the turtle was coming back, and the turtle kind of know what he doing now, even though it took him a little longer. He tried to hurry up and get back. Nah, it's too late. You burned out.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. I mean, I ain't got no more unless y'all got some.
Nah, I ain't got nothing good, brother.
I'm your boy Lope. That's my brother from another bread. And this is PTSD.
Big pressure.
Tap in, you know, subscribe to the podcast, things like that, man. Interact with us on the page, PTSD, the podcast page on Instagram. You feel me? Bread and Lope. You'll find us on there. But you guys have a great week. And stay blessed, man. We out.